You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show, where Sanjeev tells us all about what's new in computer vision for OCR. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI Show, where Sanjeev is telling us all about what's new in computer vision for OCR. So why don't we start with an introduction, Sanjeev. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Sure, Seth. Hey, it's great to be with you, Seth, first of all. And secondly, I'm a project manager for OCR in computer vision. And we also do OCR in form of layout, in form recognizer, which I know you did a show sometime back with Netta. So yeah, that's what I manage here in this team.
Fantastic. So let's start with the obvious question. For those that don't know what OCR is, can you tell us about it, a little bit about what it is?
Sure. Yeah. So OCR, you know, as a technology has been around for decades now. In fact, if you open up any book on machine learning vision tutorials, I think the number one thing you'll find there is how to do OCR, right? And so OCR has been around for long. At Microsoft, though, we have had this in computer vision, we have had this OCR operation or OCR API, which is kind of based off simple machine learning. You know, it works for images. It's been there. It's the only option. And so customers have been using it. But in the last 4 or 5 years, Microsoft has invested in a big way with research and engineering and best of computer vision stuff. And so now today we have Reed, which is, by the way, Reed is on version 3.2 GA. It's generally available this month, but that's what we have today. So we've gone from the traditional regular OCR now to deep learning based Reed OCR. Yeah, and you can tell just the sheer scale of this technology is, instead of 23 languages, we now support 73 languages and more to come, by the way, over the next 12 to 24 months. You can have mixed languages, which means your documents or images can have mixed languages. No need to tell us which language ID. We'll just extract everything that you need. Yes, a lot of big, good stuff that we'll go through some demos later on. But hopefully, yeah, this gives you kind of a sneak preview of the scale here.
That's awesome. So for those that, because since OCR has been around for such a long time, and you started to really talk a little bit about the newer stuff, can you tell us and center us what's new with OCR when it comes to the services that you provide?
Yeah, so generally, deep learning, because it's a deep learning, neural network-based model driving this service here, we can handle multiple languages in the same document, in fact, in the same text line. We can handle print and handwritten. We also output confidence scores, so that means it allows customers to set their own thresholds based on what they see with their content. And we ingest large images and large documents. In fact, the service supports up to 2,000 pages long documents, right? And so that's the kind of extent, and especially for text-intensive images and documents, right? So that's what this OCR powered. And of course, we have the universal language models that you see, because of which we're able to quickly go from 7 to 73 languages just in the last version that we released a couple of weeks back with Reed 3.2.
This is cool stuff. And like, even the fact that you're able to, in the same sentence or the same document, distinguish between different languages, which is really cool.
Yeah, and absolutely. And by the way, this, right now we are simultaneously shipping both the Cloud API as well as the Docker container. So when you get Reed new versions, whether previews or GAs, you can download. You can either use the Cloud API, which is easiest, scalable, fast, and secure. But you can also download the Docker containers, as some of our banking and other healthcare customers do. And you can run it off your laptop, as it is running on my laptop right now.
Awesome. So let's do this. Can you show us how it works, and then maybe get into like the mechanics of how people could use it?
Yeah, sure. So I think you would think, well, that's a hugely complex technology, it looks like, and we handle big documents and so on. So is the API really complex? How can I use it? And the reality is that it's a really simple, effectively one operation API. That's part of the beauty of this. All of cognitive services is that we take complex stuff and simplify it. So in this case, all you have to do is ingest your documents, come in through HTTPS URL, use your computer vision resource key and call the read operation of computer vision. And then once you've given that, it's an async operation. So that means you get an operation ID back. And so all you have to do is just pull the get results operation and, keep doing it. It should return within a few milliseconds or a few seconds at the most. And when it's done, you get your output, all text extracted, coordinates, location, text lines, and so on, form of a JSON, right? And by the way, we delete data and results. So our customers can be really secure, that we don't store any data, we don't use it for training. And so that's the reason that they trust us with their sensitive documents and secure.
And I want to make sure I repeat this. I want to make sure if I understand this correctly. You're saying that if I submit a document to the service, you don't keep it and you don't use it for training.
That is correct. That's exactly right.
That's really cool. All right. So I'd love to see this in code. Do you have something you could show us in code?
Yeah, sure. So I have a Python notebook, right, which is appropriate since you were with the Python guru before. So yeah, I think I've got a code sample here. And what I'll do is I'll simply cycle these through images that are sitting here to kind of highlight some of the features. So let's get going. All I'm using here, by the way, so just for context, I'm using the Python, Computer Vision Python SDK, right? So that's what I'm importing here.
Yep.
So I get the boilerplate out of the way. That's my endpoint. That's the key. And so that's my image right now. Right. And so, And so let me go ahead and just run this. So this image is already loaded. Let's just call the read operation. Right. And so notice that operation ID that I got back. So I use that in the get read result. Right. And then go ahead and we run that, which is right here. Wait, what happened? Okay.
Yeah, I think you forgot to run the there. Then we can run the one after that. There you go.
Wait. Let me run this first. And then we call this one.
There.
Now we get a fresh new operation ID, right? So now we are actually calling the great result. Then we run this. We do get result. We got the status succeeded. And now we just print out the collection of text lines in the JSON response. And so there you go. So that's the motivational code, and that's what you get from the image as text.
Hold on, go back up there. That is some sweet motivation there.
Yes.
Life is like. Hold on, I'm going to use my sounds here. My motivational. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. That was awesome. That was awesome. Cool.
So let's keep moving and to now let's say remember I said print and handwritten, right? And so Read supports handwritten for English only right now, although new languages are coming too. And so again, this is pretty funny and probably motivational code, depending on. And so now we do the same step, right? Get the new operation ID right here, and then get the results, right? And then status succeeded. Notice how quickly it got completed, and then we print it out. And there you go. Now, here's the nice thing. Notice this handwriting, right? So what's happening here in the code is all I'm doing is I'm checking for the parent style attribute in my JSON response, right? Which actually you can see right here. See that? So this is the same image, same JSON response I'm showing in the VS Code here. And notice this style says handwritten. So all I did was check for this and then, you know, append the handwriting label to it. And that's the kind of the print versus handwritten here.
That's
now,
cool.
Yeah. So now here's the kicker though. Let's say if you had an image with both print and handwritten, right? And so let's cycle to the next one. Not 3-2, image 3. So now all I did was kind of a bit of a hack here. I just printed the two images together, right? Just to kind of challenge ourselves and see what comes out. We follow the same steps again. That's a new operation ID. And we print this out, right? Here. There you go. And now notice the content is all mixed up, of course, because it's all in the same image. But notice how the handwriting ones, right, is content is flagged with handwriting and the other one is not. And so that's an example of how I didn't. And remember, I'm calling the read, but I'm not really specifying whether I'm scanning print or handwritten or a language or anything like that. Right? So it's all extracted automatically.
Let's go back to that read response call real quick, because I want to hit that up a little bit. No. The code where you actually put the image in there.
Oh, sure.
There it is. Okay. There it is. Mm-hmm. It's literally read in stream, and that's it.
That's it. Yeah. That's and then cool. You get the operation ID, all right? Get the operation ID from the header, response header, and then use it in the get result.
All right, let's look at the other images. I'm excited to see what else you got.
Yeah, so now let's think about, this was all English, right? But then you would ask, hey, but what about your language support? You said you support 73 languages, and can you show something? And remember, I said mixed languages too. So in this case, this is a Japanese tax form. So if you were in Japan filling out a tax form, this is what you would fill out, right? And notice it has got Japanese and English text mixed in, right? Mm-hmm. And so now let's scan this quickly with our OCR service. I get the operation ID. Let's get our, there you go. So notice it took just a little bit few milliseconds longer. So now you can see that progression there from running to succeeded, but let's print it out. And so now notice we got all the text, including English, Japanese, everything included. And again, remember, I've not specified any language code. I didn't say this was a Japanese document, right? And so that's, so the code remains unchanged, but you get keep getting all the text here. So let's keep quickly moving through this and challenge this a little bit more, right? And the next image is, I think you'll realize, is I've got Japanese, English, and actually German.
Oh.
Right here. So all I did was took screenshots of these PDFs. So remember, and so again, the use case is realistic because normally customers will scan documents with handwritten content or scan content of these documents. So the PDFs come in, but they will have images and scan content comes in. So to us, of course, we handle both digital and images. It doesn't matter to the service, right? And so let's go ahead and get our operation ID. Let's now scan this, right? And now notice that it's taking a little bit longer there because it's a big image with a lot of small text in a few different languages here, and also depending on what's happening with my laptop. And there you go. Now we got succeeded there. And so let's print this all out. And so there you go. Now you see, so notice that you've got, you know, there's Japanese, English, some German, all of it right here.
That is really cool.
Right? Yeah. And so I think that was it. Which image was it? Image 6. I think I have an image 6, which is probably, let's see, I think I have an image 6, which is kind of, yeah, this one. So imagine it's a Happy New Year still. It's May. But hey, you know, a lot of countries or communities have New Year starting all through our calendar year. So it doesn't matter. But, and then we'll notice these are all Happy New Year messages in some of the languages. And if you ask me to name them, I may not be able to name all of them correctly, but let's keep going. And so now let's scan it, right? Oh, that was quick. And so let's print them out. And there you go. You got a Happy New Year in a few different languages, and you actually recognize them. That's it. So, and again, no change to the code. It's all automatically extracted with the universal language models here. That's pretty much it.
That's really cool. Do you have, because I'd love to see if you can, do you have like a listing of all of the languages so that we can see them? Because I want everyone to be super crispy on what languages are actually available.
Yeah, absolutely. So these are the 73 languages we support today. But this is, you know, we look at this as just the first wave of language expansion. There's a similar wave coming in the next 12 months and a similar wave coming the 12 months after that. So we are really just on the mission here to cover all world languages here. But that's the current list for now.
So are there other like new things in there that people should be looking for? Yeah. I feel like there's some stuff that you're probably missing.
Absolutely. I'm not sure how you knew that, Seth. You must be a magician reading your minds, but here you go. So remember, well, we talked about this one though, right? Isn't it? We saw the handwriting classification demo for text line. So that we covered that. There is another feature called selected pages. Remember, I said the read service takes up to 2,000 pages long. And obviously, if you're going to send hundreds or thousands of pages to a service, you may really not need OCR, right? For all of that, especially some of those help documentation and so on that you find at the end of the forms. And so there you can actually specify pages or page ranges. Just like, you know, when you follow print command, you can specify the pages. That's exactly the feature here. And so for this 200 page document, let's say, you know, I wanted only 2 pages out of this, right? And so you can specify that. So that's one feature. The other interesting one is the reading order. In this new version that we just released. So read actually used to output these text lines. Notice that text line output we saw in the JSON in VS Code, right? They're all arranged one after the other. So we used to go left to right on those text line order, right? Without regards to the actual physical arrangement of the document or the human reading order. Well, now we have this new REST API parameter where if you give us the value natural, notice now that the line numbers go top to bottom for this first column, and then top to bottom on this right column versus going, you know, all the way across left and right.
Oh my goodness. Sorry, but that is so cool because OCR traditionally, it always mangled things for me and I had to like put the line. You're saying that it will literally give you the lines in natural reading order.
Correct. And yeah, and so here's a quick example here. This is a document, right? So this is a very typical document that you would see here, 2 column documents. If I enable words, if I show the text, this is all OCR extracted text, right? But let's hide that to keep it very clear. But notice the line numbers here. This is the basic one, right? So that's the default that we had until now. And notice the line numbers, they are going 1. So here, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, right? Without regards to the actual document layout here. But notice this natural reading order now output here. And if I enable text line numbers here, now notice the difference here, right? 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, they're going top down. And then this is, you know, 60, 61, 62. So what's happening now is that the service is taking into account the layout of the document and replicating the human reading order, which is great because now you, this can be the beginning of, let's say, detecting paragraphs, right? And other advanced features in document object model and so on that can come in now.
That's really cool. And like I said, I OCR always annoyed me because it didn't really do that. So here's a question that may be a little bit harder. This feels like it's a really cool building block for more complex software. Is anyone using this as a building block for something even better?
Yeah, absolutely. So remember, text extraction is really the first step. All right. You've got to do a lot more things to get even more insights from it. What it does gives you text. But yeah, sure. Actually, in fact, we use it, right? This is our other product, Form Recognizer, which is a document AI, document understanding product that layers on top of the OCR extraction here. So just to give a very quick demo here, and I think customers may have used Form Recognizer. If you don't know, please do check it out. This is like an AI magic box in a small little service here. So if you take a look at this example here, right? And so if you move, remember, so we took this document here, and what I'm showing is the layout API. Layout in Form Recognizer is really nothing but OCR, enhanced OCR at high resolution plus some other features, right? When document structures specifically. So notice there is the OCR part of it, of course, that you get with Form Recognizer, right? And that's part of the read result object here. If you open the JSON, and we'll go through the JSON too, but that's the text extraction. But notice we also get checkboxes. So see this, these selection marks or checkboxes here, and along with the green and the orange visualization, depending on their state. And so we output the selection marks too, right, as part of the read result object here, if you're using layout feature of Form Recognizer. But other than layout, there's the tables too, right? And so notice the service is recognizing from this plain image, it's recognizing this text, there are checkboxes. And by the way, it's actually telling you the state of the checkboxes too, selected or unselected.
That's cool.
And then secondly, tables, right? So it's recognizing that this text is actually arranged as a table. Right. And so that's, so if you look at the JSON response in result, in addition to the read result, you'll have a page result object, which is really the page object model kind of coming together here. And one of the first features here is the tables object, including, and you'll notice rows, columns, and the rows, columns, and the individual cells here. But hey, these tables also have something called headers. And this is pretty much a really hot new feature that's actually going out with layout at build, right? So what I'm showing here is a preview of the build feature. That will be available starting in the next week or so. And so the difference is now we add a little bit of an is header attribute there. But what you can do is now you can use it to understand and recognize that these headers, that is a table header, table with a header. So again, this is deep learning based in the sense that not all rows, not just the first row will be highlighted as a header, only if it actually is or meant to be a header that the service will try to predict that. So it's kind of meaningful prediction, I guess. Yeah.
That's really cool. And so it's a building block that we are actually using to do even more cool things. Right. Because like reading text is great, but reading a layout of a page, which is what Form Recognizer is doing, I think, and understanding layouts and tables and et cetera, that's actually really cool too.
Yep. Yeah. And just to close on that, notice this is the layout output here. So that's the read result. Right, so that's the OCR. Those are all the text lines. Those are all the selection marks we saw, right, along with the state selected here. And then this is the tables, the page result object that we were looking at.
That's cool. So here's a question that may be another harder question. And maybe you answered this a little bit and I just wasn't paying attention. What if I work for a place that has sensitive documents? And there's some trepidation or maybe even some legal requirements where you cannot send these documents off to some machine. Like Europe, for example, has some pretty amazing privacy laws. What can they do?
Right. So the great lead in into the fact, remember I talked about read always simultaneously ships as a service in the container. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is go search the internet for read containers, Microsoft Read OCR or Microsoft OCR containers. And you will come to this page, which is, by the way, part of the OCR documentation. in computer vision, right? And right here, you'll get all the details to apply. So OCR read, OCR containers are gated in the sense that we require businesses to actually request access. And so if you follow this, there's a request form that you got to fill out. Approval happens pretty quickly, but once you have that, there's a whole instruction on how to go ahead and actually download the Docker container. In fact, I have the Docker container running right now on my laptop.
Right? All right,
so
let's see
what is that. And so if I go back to show you right here, see that? So it's running on my local host right on my laptop here. And in fact, that's the Swagger. And you will notice I actually use the same image here. By the way, this has a sync operation too, right? So I can just use a sync analyze if I'm lazy enough. And so I choose this file here on the same image one, right? The same image here. Actually, let me choose a different one. This one, image two, right? And then execute. Now, this is a sync operation that we provide in the container. That means you get the results right away. You don't have to do a get read result, but there you go.
Right? This is running on your laptop in a container.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right.
And so basically now, if you set this up in your organization, these documents effectively never leave the premises.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, nothing leaves your premises, nothing leaves your compliance boundaries. The only thing the container will connect to Azure is to transmit the billing usage, right? Transactions and so on, so that you get billed at the rate. Okay.
That is really cool. So where can people go to find out more?
Yeah, so really, just search for, I would say, search for Microsoft OCR read documentation. It will take you straight to this overview page, which is right here, OCR overview, right? In fact, that was a page that was open here. And so if you come to this page, there's everything that you need to know, including a quick start that uses, you know, the same Python SDK, that sample that I'm using, along with the APIs. Yeah, and then including some really interesting, you know, we're talking about data privacy and security. This is just published content, you know, from our responsible AI team here. In fact, yeah, so there you can go. And then also within the how to read, you can understand how to call the read API. And this is what we have been going through in this session right now, right? These features, right? And then, yeah, and then the read container stuff is right here. So it's all right here.
This is really cool stuff. I'm flashing these links up so everyone can see them. Well, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. We've been learning all about what's new in computer vision, OCR with Sanjeev. Thanks so much for being with us. Thank you so much for watching, and hopefully we'll see you next time. Take care.